Hello, America. I want to talk to you about a friend of mine named Rod Eccles. You see, Rod's made a career out of kicking ass, and do you want to know why? Because that's what Americans do. We don't talk pretty, and every now and then we step on a few toes. I'm okay with it, and I'm willing to bet you are too. I think we're ready for a healthy dose of truth, justice, and the American way. That's why I tune into Rod weekdays 9 to noon, and I pray to God you'll join me. So together, we can get back to making America great.
Zinc Media. Feel the power of knowledge.
Welcome back. Here we are, hour number three. We get through the bumps and we carry on. We charge forth. Here it is, hour number three in the fastest 3 hours on Internet Talk Radio is right here on the Rod Eccles program, powered by Zinc Media Arts. The hot rod line number is still up and running. It is 603-499-7325. Again, that number is 603-499-7325. If you tried to call in the last couple of hours, you should probably try to do so now. Now, I'm knocking on wood here. I don't know what the deal is, but, and I'm sure this is not going to last now that I probably shouldn't say it, but I'm going to say it anyway, because now it's probably not going to last. But for whatever reason, the past hour, after we had to go through that reboot and the power outage thing, and my router had to reboot, my computer's been running faster. Everything is popping up like it's, you know, instead of having to wait a second or two or three or five for something to pop up, you know, you click, there it is, boom. I'm like, whoa, I'm not used to that kind of speed. So I know now that I've said it, you know, who's ever out there is probably going to, with their little computer, and dive right in and slow things down on me again. But I know somebody, there's a conspiracy. You think you're a conspiracy theorist, Rod, because you think people are after you. Well, look. I'm not thinking it anymore. There, I have some evidence, and not from me, some other people that would know. Evidently, whoever was trying to do some hacking before left a, now whether they did it on purpose, they purposely left some evidence behind or whatever. I don't know. They're on their trail. Let me just put it that way. And I should know more, so I'm told, by the end of the week. So it's not a conspiracy after all. There are some nefarious people out there that just don't like what we're saying. And they don't care how big or small the audience is. They just don't want you being able to say it at all. Because that's what true communist socialists do. They want to control your thoughts. They want to control everything that you do or think. They don't want you to have the freedom to think for yourself. They really don't. They want to tell you what to think. And if you say something different, like Andrew Cuomo, then they want to bully you into compliance with themselves. Yes. By the way, Andrew Cuomo is saying that high taxes and low economic growth rate is not the reason that people are leaving upstate New York. No, people are leaving upstate New York because of climate. Yes. According to Andrew Cuomo, governor of the great state of New York, the reason New York has the largest net migration of any state in the union is because of weather. Now, that doesn't explain why there are so many damn New York license plates in southern New Hampshire that are not on vacation. There are people moving here. I'm going to assume that many parts of New York has better weather than New Hampshire does. I'm just saying. That also doesn't explain why California is number two as far as migration, because California is supposed to have great weather. So why are Californians leaving California if it's because of the weather, Mr. Cuomo? It's insane. These people cannot take responsibility for their own actions. They can't, and they will not allow you to hold them accountable either, because they want to, what? Shut you up. They want to, you put this stuff on Twitter. Oh, no, they want to take it down. You put it up on Facebook. No, Zuckerberg wants to eliminate you from Facebook. Even now, if you get too political over there on LinkedIn, no, this is not a political site. This is, you know, a professional site. So they're turning up all over the place trying to shut you down, shut you up, because they don't like what you say. Go away. We don't like what you say. Any case, let's see. We got our caller here. Let's bring on this wonderful caller. I think I know who this is. Good morning.
Hey.
Yes, it is. Yeah. How are you?
You know what, I was listening to you and Agent, and I had a couple of thoughts. You know, this midterm election coming up, we need to hammer home about John Kerry going over to Iran like he's a lobbyist and, you know, secretly meeting with Iranians about to circumvent the sanctions. That to me should be... treason.
Well, it is. It's highly illegal. You're not supposed to be able to do stuff like that. But hey, he's a part of the elite class of the left. They have no fear of being prosecuted for any crime that they commit. Let's face it, they don't.
We have to make them. I'm going to say, you know, the hypocrisy. We're going to have to start marching outside their offices, like Cory Booker with his straight on words saying he groped a woman when he was 16. And not to mention, what's the other one? Ellison, you know, and his poor girlfriend begging on social media for someone to help her own party. So, you know, but there's nothing said because they have the media prostitutes helping them conceal all this information while we have obstacles that we face. They have a delay and derail, you know, tactics. And this, you know, this thing you're talking about, Google and Facebook, this is dangerous to our democracy. It's nothing straight more than dangerous.
Absolutely.
Algorithms. It's algorithms. It's like you say. You know, they don't want our word told. And, you know, they can say Russia, Russia, Russia all day long, but I'm telling you, it's the tech people that are the biggest danger to our republics, what I'm going to call it. And between them and George Soros and the prostitutes at the mainstream media, we don't have a prayer.
It seems like that we have all of these big, powerful entities that are racking up against and lining up against freedom. But the reality is that people have to understand is that they have a hell of a lot more power than they realize. And this has already been proven in 2016 when, in spite of all the big tech, in spite of all the big lazy media, in spite of all the so-called foreign interference, the American people actually stood up and said, nope, we want Donald Trump. So
yes, they did. Yes,
so
they did.
The reason why we have all of this going on now is because the American people realize that they still have power. And those in the powers that think that they had it all got a wake-up call saying, oh, my God, we don't have as much power as we thought, and these people are still thinking freely for themselves. We can't have that. So this is why all this is now taking place, where we have this so-called, it was Russia collusion. Are you kidding? Crush it. Okay, so the whole thing with Michael Moore and when he did that live Facebook stream from New York City, it was an anti-Trump rally, which was paid for by the Russians, by the way, and we know this to be factual and true. That whole New York City thing was actually sponsored by a bunch of Russians. No, still, they were for Trump. Oh, so an anti-Trump rally is actually a rally for Trump now. I'm still trying to figure that one out, but okay.
That's all they have. That's all they have. And, you know, I'm telling you, I think I posted a comment on your Facebook, I mean, on your Twitter the other day about the hypocrisy of Hollywood, that those people could afford to turn them. They're done. No reviving them because they have shown what hypocrites they are. And they do not care about the America that we love and cherish. And I have more respect for that skunk that was laying on the side of the road I just passed than I do for those people in Hollywood, because all they are is used by, you know, the political hacks to make a fool of themselves. And, you know, it makes you go back and you have to wonder, Rod, what do they have on these people that they can get them to stand up and talk all that dirt and come out against our president, unless they said, you better be making a deal over here, or either that basketball contract may just go away. I don't know, this is just me just speculating, but you have to wonder.
Well, it's just a certain kind of ideology, because they wrap themselves. Now here's the thing with many sports stars and Hollywood stars, movie stars and New York TV and stage stars. They wrap themselves in a little bubble, and all they really interact with is people who think like them. And they radicalize. Now, I'm using this term. I'm not using it loosely. I'm using it accurately. They radicalize themselves by looking at the person that, you know, well, let's take, for example, a Hollywood star. They co-star with somebody. Well, that co-star is most likely another liberal. And so they reinforce their thought by talking to this co-star liberal. Hey, you know, Trump is XX. You're right. Trump is XX. And then they go back and forth radicalizing themselves, because they don't interact with anybody else on the outside. If somebody else comes in that's like a James Wood that says, you know what, Trump's a real good guy, they don't get to interact with those kind of people very often. In fact, when somebody like that comes in, it is so offensive and anathema to them, they don't know how to react. So their first reaction is, oh, we're going to ban you because we don't want to hear what you have to say, because it is so offensive to me, because they're not used to being challenged, because they're so wrapped up in their own little world. Same with professional sports. Do you think football players are running around talking to average everyday people? They don't even go back to their old neighborhood. You know, they buy their mama a house in the suburbs, so they don't have to go back to the neighborhood. They don't interact with anybody out there anymore. They don't know what's going on.
That's right, because they have their handlers now that really don't give a rip about them and end up, you know, taking half of their money. You know, and I agree with that, but I will tell you this. This is more serious. You know, at the beginning I said, oh, yes, they're, you know, Trump, you know, this is about Trump. But really, this is about facing communism. That these people, I mean, they don't know what it is to not have someone to wipe the dust off the bottom of their feet. They eat only the best. They live in the best places. But they want to tell our young people, oh, you want health care for all. Michael Moore was over in Canada knocking on people's doors to see if they locked their door and opening it up, trying to say how much safer they are. I have news for him. He didn't even need to knock on my door. Don't knock on my door. But you know what I mean. But they try to show people things that are not reality, and that's very dangerous. That's dangerous. And I don't, if I, you know, if I want to live like a communist, go look at Venezuela. Go down there and see if you like it. And you come back and tell me when you can't find any food on the shelf. And that's where the slippery slope, you know, and they, you know, like our little box of rocks from New York. I mean, think about the things they say that the media don't even question how or what or when. That's the scary part.
Well, you know, you gotta, when it comes to box of rocks, we know who you're talking about.
You know who I'm saying. You know what I'm talking about.
I'll say her name. We'll you know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I'm sorry, but when you have Christopher Cuomo, the younger brother of Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York, on CNN, ask the question three times about how Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is going to pay for her wonderful socialist utopia, and she has no clue how she's going to pay for it. But they don't hold her accountable for it. But he does ask her three times, which is, I'm surprised he did that. But even he is trying to figure out, well, wait a minute. You know, it sounds good, but are you the person to implement it? Because remember now, Venezuela is run by a bunch of stupid people. Now, if they had smart people like American socialists, Venezuela would be a utopia, kind of like Cuba. Because we all know how, you know, Maxine Waters and the Congressional Black Caucus, Black Caucasians, all went down to Cuba and proclaimed, Cuba is an island paradise. We love Fidel Castro. Anybody remember when they took that trip and a whole bunch of them went down there and just before Castro, was it just before he got sick and got his stomach cancer thing, whatever, and they proclaimed, yeah, Cuba is just a wonderful little island paradise. Meanwhile, this is just after good old Elian Gonzalez is being returned to Cuba because his mother takes him and flees Cuba and drowns trying to get to the United States. So we return Elian, and of course the American Black Caucasians run down to Cuba and proclaim Fidel Castro as some sort of socialist hero, because, you know, all those wonderful cars that are running around that are barely operational because they're all built in the 1950s, and that's all they got. that's a wonderful utopia now. So
that's what we're dealing with, and that's what I don't. This was put in plan, and a lot of these, and I've actually researched this within the last couple months. A lot of these people, you know, came over here from Germany after the Hitler. You know, they sent them over here. And this game didn't just start. It didn't just start. It's been going on. And the American people, we're having to check it over ourselves to realize we're not putting up with it. I mean, I've called the Congress so many times. It is ridiculous. But everybody's got to do it. We have got to get out and vote because they have dead people voting. They have multiple people voting and the same one in different states. And we just have to stay on them and make sure that we watch and be just, I mean, this is almost more important than the 16 election. Because now they're more brazen. I mean, they're not even lying about what they're doing to us now. I mean, it's wide open. Like, you're going to take this, and we are going to impeach this president. I mean, God, think about this. What are we going to do the next time we have a Democrat? Are we going to just spend 4 years trying to impeach them? Are we just going to have chaos in the next election? Because, you know,
if a Democrat wins, you know, God forbid they win anytime soon. But if a Democrat wins, then it's going to be, well, see, the American people actually wanted this. You know, there was no collusion, no Russian interference, no foreign. By the way, speaking of which, it is now known that China is interfering in the election in the Midwest, in Indiana. China is buying ads in the Midwest to influence the American voter because China doesn't like Trump's tariffs.
Well, you might check with Dianne Feinstein. She had a spy for 20 years. It was her driver. He may have switched jobs.
He's now in. Wait a minute. There is something in the paper pile here about that, about another spy, Chinese spy being arrested. Was this in Illinois? I'll have to find that for the next time. But, yeah, you just reminded me. I have it.
Yeah, there he is. There is one, a Chinese spy that was from up near Chicago.
Yes.
That ended up in the public school system in Missouri trying to destroy that.
So, yeah, I have it in the paper pile here, and maybe I'll get a chance to bring it to you. Yeah, but that just, you just reminded me of that story. I got a ton of stuff here.
I've been getting on the website because you can't get it all covered to try to, you know, because there's so much good information out there. And, I mean, I feel like a book that gets, you know, you write it, and you feel like it gets thrown on the shelf, and the information is so, you know, moving so fast, and that's what they count on. They count on us just like, oh, they won't remember that, but I'm damn remembering it. I'm not forgetting what they're doing, and I'm more determined than ever.
Oh yeah, this is what this program is all about, is in shining a light on a lot of this stuff that doesn't normally get shine. You know, light doesn't see the light of day, but or commenting.
Okay, one thing I want to tell you is about Gab. I've tried to get on there 3 times, and I've not gotten an invite back. So I don't know what's up with that.
Okay, which Gab are you trying to get on? Are you trying to get on gab.ai or gab.com? Because now there's two. I mean, they're the same, but they're different.
Okay, the very first one, like when you first sent me a message that you were changing over to Gab, I tried to get on Gab and it said, we will get back in touch with you. And then so much of my mail goes into spam, and then they, what they do with that. I'm not getting a message back.
They may still be on, because they're still trying, because the truth is I guess they're getting overwhelmed. They've got more than 100,000 accounts signing on per month now, and I don't think that they can handle that type of volume. They weren't expecting it, which is why I think they spent some money on getting gab.com, because I think that's, they're going to be moving and migrating stuff.
Did you download an app?
Yes, now that they have it, gab.com, I guess they have it. I don't know all the ins and outs over there. I'm still in kind of limbo, because they used to keep me in the loop of what they were doing, but the past month or so, I've been kind of in the dark, so when I heard about gab.com, I was kind of taken aback, like, what? Wait, when? What does that mean? What's the difference? I mean, and I know that they've been dealing with this this massive amount of people trying to get over there now, so, and I think they've just been overwhelmed. So I would give a little bit of...
Facebook, I can't even, you know, you were talking about you can't get rid of these apps. I can't get rid of Facebook for the life of me. I've had people that are really high tech. They want to be able to say, oh, I had 66 people try to be friends with me. And I've been blocked from there for a year. But, yeah, that gets interesting. Like Hope Gray wants to be my friend. Hope Gray.
Yeah, I didn't ever used to get emails from Facebook. Now I can't stop them from sending me emails and updates. Well, this person just updated. I don't care. I told you I don't want email updates. And I'm still getting these email updates. I don't care if somebody else posted in another group. Big freaking hair. I'm trying to get rid of that group. And I just,
exactly. You want to say, I want to say to Zuckerberg, I want to say, you didn't want me over there. You did everything you could to run me off, shut my page down. But now you want to remind me every 5 minutes that Hope wants to be my friend? I don't understand. Is Hope your friend or my friend?
Well, that's simply because Facebook is down. I mean, as far as unique,
it's going to be the new MySpace.
It's going to
go to MySpace.
That's happening because, you know, August of 2017 is half of what they did in or excuse me, August of 2018 was half of what they did in August of 2017. You know, they had 8 billion unique page views in August of 2017. They were down to just over 4 billion unique page views in 2018. Now, that's going the wrong direction.
Well, and I mean, even people, even you know, snowflakes, like some people I know, they even see it like, they're like, oh, well, why are they, we want to be able to fight with these people. Why are you taking them down? They don't really like that because then they don't have anybody to go troll. So, I mean, it's not good for their business either. So they may find them, you know, without a job. And so I guarantee you they're starting to get some backlash, because if you interfere with the sewer rat money, you're going to hear about it, even if you are Zuckerberg. So that's what I think, that they're getting some flashbacks from that.
When you have a war and nobody shows up to fight, do you really have a war?
Well, I don't really know. I mean, if no one shows up to fight, it would seem not. And I don't see what you're getting resolved.
Nothing is happening. That you can't advance your ideas at all to if all that Facebook is going to end up as being a bunch of ultra left-wing democratic socialists, well, who are they going to argue with? They can't advance their agenda only with them, because those people already agree. So if you hold a war and nobody comes, you don't have a war. You have no possible way of fighting.
That's exactly right. Like, usually, on Twitter, I don't ban people because I want to know what they're saying.
Exactly.
And I that some of them, if they're obnoxious, you know, like Rob, you know, I think he changed his name. But anyway, if they make any sense, I'm going to, like, try to, you know, convince them and, you know, of how they're wrong. And I think sometimes you do make it. But if they make it where it's all just one-sided and you don't have a voice, it doesn't do any good.
Nope. And they're not going to be able to advance their ideas or convince people to vote their way if that's what they want. If it's all one-sided, it's just going to be like Hollywood, where they sit and slap each other on the back and say, yeah, you did a wonderful job, but you know, nobody else new comes in. And so you wonder why there's a bunch of old Hollywood stars that are has-beens that think that they're still sexy and they're like 90 years old, and they're... it's because they don't allow anybody else to go in.
Well, have you watched any of those Project Veritas tapes where he's caught the deep state and, like, the Department of Health slow walking the distribution of food stamps in order to make Trump look bad?
Yes, and they're all we're working against Trump. We don't care. Political stuff on the government dime, which is highly illegal.
It is illegal. It is. And you know who these people are? These are the senior executive service people that they, quote, can't fire. That's the problem.
Yeah,
I was fired.
I can't be fired. But because they have no fear. Yeah, well, first of all, they can be fired, but they have no fear of being fired and or prosecuted. Now, that may change. I think part of the reason, and don't doubt me on this, folks, part of the reason why this whole Mueller investigation is still going on, it isn't about trying to get Trump anymore, because the evidence is very clear that it's not Trump. It was on the Hillary Obama side. But this investigation is still there, with Mueller still there, to protect the swamp, because there are people that are still there in power. And all of a sudden, now it looks like maybe one of the kingpins may be out either now or shortly after the midterms. And I'm talking about Rod Rosenstein.
Yeah.
He's a big muckety muck that's protecting a lot of people. If he goes, there's a lot of people that no longer have that protection from him anymore. And so I think they're all worried about this.
I think the Kavanaugh thing about this little sneaky girl from Maryland, I think, you know, they, and this was published in, I want to say, the Gateway Pundit, one of those publications, that they tried to make a deal and said, if you will not, told Trump, if you will not release those redactions, we will vote him through. And he was like, oh, no, he's going to get voted through, and I'm going to get these redactions. The American people deserve to know. So that is why we have to be really careful, because there's something in there. I did hear that the UK, Trump said this at a meet at one of his rallies in Springfield, Missouri the other day, I believe it was. He said I heard from two different countries asking me not to redact, not to, you know, expose that because it's going to embarrass our country. Talking about the UK and another country.
Yes.
And you know what? We're embarrassed. They need to be embarrassed.
They do.
Every one of them needs.
But I think there's some ongoing investigations that if they release some of that information, it might compromise them. So I can it's a delicate balance. I get it. I understand it. But at the end of the day, the American people, I mean, there's only so much time you need to give these people in order to wrap up whatever they're doing. I'd put a deadline on it and say, look, you've had 2 years. Wrap this up, because we're going to release this on such and such a date. So you guys better come to some sort of closure. I think that's what we need to start doing with a lot of this stuff, even if it doesn't involve another foreign country, an ally. We just need to put a deadline on this stuff. Look, you've had 2 years, you've had 18 months, you've had 36 months, whatever, already. It's time to bring this to closure so the American people can see whatever you have now. That's it.
Well, we don't need those foreign people over here in our business spying on us anyway. One thing. Get rid of that. And then, you know what? Like, those FISA, let's see what Loretta Lynch signed. Let's find out. We need to get rid of that. We'll take our chances with terrorism, but we don't want you spying on us through our cable box, through our phone, through our car. Get rid of that. We'll take our chances, because we can fight terrorism ourselves, but they're not looking for terrorists. They're watching me and you who don't agree with their agenda. That's the bottom line.
Got something else here in the paper pile, but you know what? I got to run and take this break right now.
Thanks for letting me chat.
As always, my dear, anytime.
All right, and we'll chat. We'll chat soon, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. I appreciate
same
it.
Same with A. Thanks. Okay.
Bye-bye. And we'll be back. I got something here for you on this whole thing about it has to do with 5G, folks, so be right back.
Warning. Listening to the Rod Eccles Show by the idiot left may cause outrage, fear, a need for safety pins and or spaces. If you experience any of these symptoms or are allergic to truth, tune in and learn something, Snowflake.
We've all heard of male enhancement, but now there's an expert on true male enhancement in the areas that really count. In Herb Ellis's book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, you'll find answers to questions like, why doesn't she want to have sex? A quick start, quick results workout guide. Plus, what you can do as a side hustle to make money now. With all the great tips in this book, every man can benefit. Get the book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, on Amazon.com.
It started with a knock, but it wouldn't end there. What happens in the story next, many wouldn't understand, and most wouldn't believe. 5+2=Perfection by Samuel Rosett Jr. is a must-read. The scriptures within are reminders of the ancient past, and yet intriguingly infuses with texts which stand on the edge of the stage of relevancy. Available online at Westbow Press, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and SamuelRosettJr.com.
This holiday season, help Soldiers for Stockings improve the morale and welfare of members of our armed forces deployed overseas. Now through November 20th, there is so much work to be done, and you can help in many ways. Download the stocking pattern from stockingsforsoldiers.org and start sewing today. Volunteer to help decorate and assemble stockings. Donate Christmas candies, snacks, nuts, chips, drink mixes, DVDs, books, magazines, lip balm, toiletries, and other items needed to fill the stockings. Or help make packets of snowman soup, hot chocolate, to send along with the stockings. For more information, patterns, and a list of items needed, visit stockingsforsoldiers.org. This holiday season, help send our troops a touch of home. For many, it's all they will receive. All stockings need to be completed by November 20th. So get started today at stockingsforsoldiers.org. That's stockingsforsoldiers.org. Stockings for Soldiers, sending stockings filled with joy to our soldiers in harm's way for the 9th consecutive year.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 7ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.7ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 7ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
And it is, we've come to that part in the program this morning where I bring to you today's holidays. Yes, the holidays for today, September number 26, are thus. It is European Day of Languages. In other words, it's a day to celebrate all the various different languages of Europe. And there are a lot. And they are... some of them are similar, but some of them are just extremely different from one another, even if they are just, you know, right next door. Let's face it, German and French and German and Spanish are not really similar. Now, German and Swiss and German and Dutch are similar, as are French and Spanish and Italian. Those three are similar together. And then, of course, you bring in the other European, you know, like Hungary and... and, of course, Russian and Ukrainian are very similar. Don't say that to a Ukrainian, though. But they are. They're the only two countries that use a Cyrillic alphabet. So they're very similar. But you know, Russian and French, there's no comparison there. Nothing. No similarities whatsoever. So it is European Day of... oh, and is anybody else really talk like a Swede? Ulkenbeaten, Bergen, Borden. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, no. The Italian and Swedish, nothing alike. But so there are various, many different kinds of languages in Europe, and they use many different kinds of alphabets as well. So it's a day to celebrate all those various languages. It's also National Better Breakfast Day. Well, Americans tend to, if we eat breakfast, we tend to eat a very unhealthy one. So it's National Better Breakfast Day, sitting down and having a decent breakfast. And if you don't have time for breakfast, then you probably should get up a little bit earlier, which means you probably should go to bed earlier the night before. So you can get up and really... It's the most important meal of the day is breakfast. It sets your whole day. Did you know that your metabolism for the entire day can be set before 9 a.m.? That's right. Here's a little health tip. If you want to boost your metabolism, burn the maximum amount of calories possible, this is what you do. You exercise in the morning and you have a good, hearty breakfast. that will boost your metabolism, give you far more energy, and burn more calories throughout the day than if you were to save your workout for in the afternoon and your big meal for lunch or dinner. Just saying. You burn more calories if you do things the other way. And you have more energy throughout the day. If you save and have lunch, big lunch, then of course, you know, you have that 2 p.m. slump where you need a nap. Well, if you have a good breakfast and you work out or exercise in the morning before 9 a.m., you don't have those energy drains. For whatever reason, I mean, that's stuff that's proven. You've already proven that stuff. It's also Johnny Appleseed Day, as well as Lumberjack Day, also known as Eat Like a Lumberjack Day, National Pancake Day, and Talk Like a Lumberjack. I don't know how you talk like a lumberjack. Well, to go along with that, it is National Pancake Day. But I have pancakes for dinner. You ever have breakfast for dinner? Sometimes that's good. It's also, speaking of apples, Johnny Appleseed Day, it's also, which celebrates the famous apple tree planter whose real name was John Chapman. It is also National Dumpling Day. Not necessarily apple dumpling, but it is National Dumpling Day. And it is, you know, speaking of dumplings and, you know, eating too much and being a whale, it's Shamu the Whale Day. And if you don't want to be a whale, well, then you know, human whale, then you probably want to celebrate this one, which is National Women's Health and Fitness Day. Now, it's not National Men's or People or Human. It's just National Women's Health and Fitness Day. And, of course, to go along with National Women's Health and Fitness Day, it is also World Milk Day, which is observed the last Wednesday in September. World Milk Day, or otherwise known as World School Milk Day. Now, the whole female calcium intake thing, this is why milk is such a big thing for women and girls. So I understand why that they coincide. National Women's Health and Fitness Day, and it's also World Milk or World School Milk Day. I don't know why it has to be cow's milk. It's also National Situational Awareness Day, being aware of what's going on around you at all times. A lot of people are oblivious. This is why so many people get shocked and surprised and, you know, and everybody gets somebody who's always easily, because they don't know what the hell is going on around them. Now, it's yes, no, you cannot be 100% situationally aware 100% of the time. It's just not, I don't think it's humanly possible. But far too many people are never situationally aware. Especially when I'm in a place that I don't recognize or I'm not familiar with, you better believe my radar is on full tilt. I'm knowing and I'm paying attention to what's going on. And I'm always paying attention to odd noises. Even around my own house. What was that? Let me go check it out. Because you never know. It's the idiot that, because isn't that the way it always happens in horror and thriller movies? They always ignore the sound. What was that? They don't go check it out. They listen a little bit. Oh, and nothing. You know, and it's the killers outside the door, and they're not paying attention. So situational. If anything, just make it a short movie. Make it a longer movie where you're not the first person to be killed by the bad guy in the movie because you're paying attention too much. And finally today, it is See You at the Poll Day. Yes, it is. This took place and is observed the fourth Wednesday in September. This took place after 9/11 in 2001, where people would gather around the flagpole. Usually at school, but wherever there's a flagpole, to pray for the country. Because they were told that they couldn't pray in school and all this kind of stuff. You remember that kind of, yeah. In any case, by the way, we have this stuff here that, where was I going with some of this? I got all this paper pile stuff here, and I can't remember which story I was going to bring to you next. Yale study, illegal immigrant population likely double or possibly even triple previous estimates, because it is estimated that possibly 1 in 10 or 1 in 9 people here in the USA are here illegally. Well, that means it's time to build that damn wall. It's from the Chicago Times. Professors at Yale University have roiled the immigration debate with a new study calculating there are between 16 million and 30 million illegal immigrants in the United States, as much as three times more than most demographers used to figure. The professor's model from Yale University, might I add, not America University or U.S. Constitution University or anything like that, or Heritage University. This is from Yale, a liberal Ivy League school. Professors model looked at estimates of how many people came illegally and how many people likely left, and concluded there are a lot more people who arrived than the 11 million suggested by traditional estimates. The model says the most likely figure is double that, or about 22 million. Now, we on the right have been saying this for years. There's not just 11 million illegals in here. You could probably double that and be safe. You know, we've been saying, you know, there's at least 20 million illegal. And now we've got a liberal Yale professor estimation that puts it somewhere around 22 million, possibly up to 30 million illegal immigrants. How do you like that? How do you like those apples? And we're told, it's not a big problem, not a big deal. We don't need a wall. Walls don't work anyway. Yeah, the reason why they keep saying it is because walls do work. Walls do work, because otherwise other countries wouldn't be using them in their various forms. Now, a wall doesn't always mean an actual physical wall. It could be a fence. You know, it could be a chain link fence. It could be a wood fence, any type of barrier that either prevents or slows people down from just walking across the border without being checked. Any type of it. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for a legit barrier, because we know that no barrier is going to stop every human being. There's nothing 100% human proof. Nothing. But what we want the barrier to do is to funnel people into certain areas, or to slow them down so we can at least catch them and see them before they do any damage. That's the whole point of a barrier. A barrier doesn't stop people. I mean, you put locks on your door and your windows, but does that stop a criminal? No, but it slows them down. You know, that's why, this is why you have certain things at certain businesses, you know, the doors. No, it doesn't prevent people from robbing, but the way the doors are aligned and put out there, it slows the robber down. It doesn't prevent the robber can still break out. Even if you lock the door, they can still get out the door. But it slows them down so they can be caught. That's the whole point of a barrier. I mean, some places have double. You wonder why they have a double airlock. You're like, why the hell? Well, because it slows the perpetrator down. Plain and simple. You won't, you know, there are some places that, some types of businesses you will not be able to walk into that don't have like an airlock or a double door. And it isn't because they're trying to be environmentally conscious. That's what they tell you. But the reason is to slow down potential criminals from escaping, so they have time to be caught or photographed or chased or followed or what have you. That's the whole point. It's a deterrent in itself, because, you know, a criminal knows, well, I can't escape very quickly if I do it here. Which is part of the reason why, you know, convenience stores are such easy targets. Not because they have a whole hell of a lot of money, because they usually don't. It's but because I haven't gone into a convenience store yet that's had a double door system. It's just a single door. That's it. You're in, you're out. That quit. And there's a reason for it, because they want things to be fast. But there's also a reason why in most convenience stores, their entire front wall is nothing but glass, and everything is so brightly lit up inside, so everybody can see in what's going on, which also prevents people from trying to hold it up. Because if everybody can see in, so can cops driving by. But they don't have a type of barrier that prevents people from quickly exiting the building, which is why they're targeted. It's not because they have a lot of money, because they don't. They're just easy to hit. That's why. Because there are very few barriers put in place to either prevent them or slow them down. And that's just the truth about convenience stores. You know, gas stations, that's just the truth. They don't build them the way they build other. Don't you think that convenience stores like to save a little bit of energy if that was the case? Oh, yeah, they would. They would rather not have a whole glass wall, and they'd rather have, you know, probably have an airlock system to prevent the cold from getting. Nope, but they don't. So they take other precautions. Here's some other stuff here. Probably should save this until Friday's paper pod because we're just running out of time this morning. By the way, Republican Party's favorability is supposed, according to a Gallup poll, Republican Party favorability is at its highest level in 7 years. Now, I thought, no, we were going to get trounced on. It was going to be a blue wave. Republican favorability at 45%. Democrat favorability is only at 44%, according to a recent Gallup poll. Democrats generally had the upper hand in favorability ratings. However, major gains for Republican Party within the party, including leaners, meaning independents. Because Republicans are going to lose the independents, man. Really? According to Gallup, we're gaining the independents. They're leaning Republican. 45% of Americans now have a favorable view of the Republican Party, a 9-point gain from last September. So a year ago, not 9-point gain. This is also the point behind Trump's favorability. Even when you start talking ethnic backgrounds, the black community finds Trump very favorable. You find the Latino community is finding Trump very favorable. And it's double, in some cases, what it was just a year ago. And at least more than double than it was on election night 2016. And that is because everything that he is doing is geared towards not just one particular group of people, but it is good for everybody. In general, everybody has the potential to participate. Everybody is getting involved. This is something Democrats always claimed that they wanted to do, but never did. And this is something that Donald Trump is now currently doing. So you got the black favorability rate, depending on who you are, it's nearly 40%. In the black, why? Well, because it's the lowest black unemployment rate in the history of unemployment rates. You've got blacks who are, more blacks are starting to re-enter and enter for the first time the middle class. They like it. They like having real jobs. They like having somebody who has their back, who stands for honest law enforcement, who wants to keep their neighborhood safe. They get all of that. They like it. And so they're finding it. They realize they didn't get this from Democrats. In fact, Democrats are trying to shove stuff down their throats that they don't want. Neighborhoods where they don't want it. Chicago, Illinois, and the whole Barack Hussein Obama, library where you got all these neighborhood community organizations, some of them that Barack Obama got started, who are trying to sue him to stop the building of that presidential library. Of course, they're not going to win, but at least they're trying. They don't like him. They're mad at him right now. And they're looking, well, Trump isn't trying to do this. Trump is trying to give us jobs and trying to make our community safer. What's Obama doing? Nothing. What did Obama do? Nothing. They realize this. Everybody's waking up, which is why we have this walk away stuff. So is there any surprise that even Gallup now finds that the only people who don't realize that the Republicans actually won and the Republicans are winning still, the only people who don't know this Because even the Democrats know. The only people who don't know that the Republicans won and the Republicans are winning are the Republicans. They're the only ones. They're the only ones on the damn planet. The Democrats know, which is why they keep throwing all this crap against the wall to see what sticks. They know who's winning, and it's not them. The president knows who's winning, and it's them, Republicans, and the people out there who are in voting land. We know who won and who's winning. It's the Republicans. The only people who don't know that we're winning are the Republicans in D.C. They're the only ones who don't know. Well, you know, we're not winning here. You know, we didn't really win the election. We didn't kind of, you know, we're still, you know, we could lose the House and the Senate. But we're not winning. They're the only ones that don't know that we're winning. They're the only ones. I find that very interesting and funny. They're the only ones. Lovely, lovely. We also have here, Me Too is now coming for your thought crimes. We'll probably have to get into this tomorrow as well, because we're just about out of time for today, unfortunately. But fear not. We will be back here tomorrow for Thursday's edition. You're not going to want to miss it. Cover some stuff that we didn't get to today. Hopefully the computer will keep running as fast and as cleanly as it is right now. I know that's probably not going to happen, but one can hope. So at least you should tune in to see if that's the case. In any event, we'll see you around this afternoon in social media and on rodeckles.net. Don't forget to tune in there later today. And we'll be back here tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. So have a wonderful hump day afternoon. Until then, thanks for tuning in. I am out.